This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Yes, Colorado is also seeing the cost of gas drop after the highest prices in years.
The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is now under $4, down about 23 cents from last week and nearly 70 cents from May. Nationally, prices have also fallen as crude oil remains below $100 a barrel. AAA says it's welcome news for summer travelers, but uncertainty in the Middle East could create higher prices later this season. The county paying the most in the state is Pitkin. The cheapest gas is in Adams County. Haley May, CPR News.
Democratic voters are outpacing Republicans and unaffiliated voters in returning ballots for the primary. The Secretary of State's office says more than 280,000 ballots have been returned as of yesterday. Almost 41% are from Democrats, 32% from Republicans, and 27% from unaffiliated voters. The primary is June 30th. And removing dams along western rivers could be good for local economies. That's according to new research. The nonprofit group Headwaters Economics analyzed 24 dam removals across the U.S. That includes the Cucharas No. 5 Dam in southern Colorado. Here's lead researcher Megan Lawson.
Our idea of where our jobs come from is based in sometimes history, sometimes mythology, and doesn't necessarily reflect where economies are today.
Lawson says they found little evidence of lasting economic impacts. Those who want to keep the dam say they provide hydropower and support agriculture. This is CPR News and KRCC.